Hey Mike, I've been hearing we've been working on this feature, friendly feeds. I wasn't really aware my feeds weren't friendly, so maybe you can tell me why my feeds are unfriendly and why we need friendly feeds.
Sure, I'll tell you why your feeds are unfriendly. So as Eddie was saying, we've been working on this feature called friendly feeds. If you're familiar with the story of V1, basically what the system was a REST head on top of a data source, and one of the serialization formats we supported through our REST head was the ADAM format. ADAM format typically looks like, it's an XML-based format, and you generally have a feed which represents a collection of entities, and inside of the feed you typically have entries. So a bunch of entry elements with specific elements within that. And basically, the way Astoria works is we take a data model, so you have your data model, we happen to use the entity data model, and inside of your data model you have a bunch of sort of logical constructs. So for example, you might have a customer in your model, and the customer may have a first name and a last name. And the way the system works today is if you make a request to say query data out of our REST service, what we do is we map from our data model directly into some known spots in the feed format. More specifically, inside of each entry, we'll map into the content section. We'll have a subproperty called properties. And then you'll see the first name and the last name show up inside of properties. And that sort of coupling between the model and the way it's represented on the wire is fixed today. And we got a lot of feedback that people wanted to be able to control how these properties showed up inside of the ADAM format. And so what you see today is there's a bunch of ADAM elements that we end up leaving blank. And so some of the feedback we got is people want to be able to map these particular properties in a new way. So instead of being able to map first name into this fixed spot, we want to be able to maybe take first name or potentially a property called title and map that into the title aspect of the feed. Some of the reasons people wanted to be able to do this was we found that there was a number of clients that were trying to consume Astoria REST services, ranging from the browser to feed readers to custom applications. And each one of those have the ability to read feeds, and they make different assumptions about the data in each of the elements. So what we wanted to do is just provide greater flexibility around how these look on the wire. So generally, that's what we're after. There's another scenario as well that we looked at, which is assume maybe that your customer entity here has additional information about it. Maybe that there's a location where that customer is. There's maybe a lat and long of where they are or where their main business is located or something like that. One of the scenarios that we found is a lot of people are starting to put micro formats inside of the feed documents. And so what we wanted to be able to support was sort of taking this data and representing it in your feed, maybe using a particular micro format. And that can enable a bunch of interesting scenarios, such as maybe you've got an application that shows a map and you're consuming an Astoria feed that has this micro format of location information, and you kind of want to superimpose all of that feed information onto the map and have maybe a little push pin show up where this customer is, you hover over it, see their customer name. So those types of data integration or mashup scenarios is one of the things we're trying to enable with this sort of friendly feeds format. And that's what we mean by friendlier feeds.
Oh, okay. But this isn't very friendly for my client, because I generated my proxy classes and it's all ready for the standard feed to come along, and now all of a sudden you mess that up. What am I going to do?
Nothing. Closed system. I'm just kidding. But what you can do is basically all along we've made this assumption that the stuff coming out of an Astoria head is just a set of REST conventions using standard protocols that are out there. And so far today, everything that we produce is fully round-trippable between the clients that we ship and the REST service. And we're going to continue to carry that forward. So the fundamental assumption we have in the client is that there's a very loose binding between sort of what comes on the wire and sort of how we're able to materialize that into, say, .NET objects for a .NET client library. So we'll still have sort of full fidelity, full round-trippability. It's just now there's some additional looseness between client and server, at least our clients that we ship.
Okay. And does this mean I'm going to finally be able to view the feeds in IE?
Ideally, yeah. That's the target. You can look at our stuff in IE now.
Oh, wow. Okay. And finally, if you could be any animal, which animal would you be?
I am going to completely punt on the problem until Mr. Castro gets back to you with what animal he's going to be.
Okay, fair enough.